While natural gas production is still moving along, if slowly, America's coal industry is hurting. Bad. A majority of the country's big coal companies have filed for bankruptcy, and coal production is at a 30-year low. To understand just how stark that drop-off is, Inside Energy's Jordan Werfs Brock tries an experiment.
Okay, let's take coal production data from the Energy Information Administration and play a single musical note for each week. The higher the pitch of that note, the higher the coal production. This sound represents how much coal came out of the ground in coal's single best week ever, 24 million tons in February 2006. This sound is one of coal's worst weeks, 11 million tons in April 2016. A lot of coal, a little coal. If we string the sounds together, again with each note representing one week, it sounds like this. An audio history of U.S. coal at 10 weeks a second. Okay, in the 80s, we were coming off the 1970s energy crisis and the newly updated Clean Air Act. Production? Chugging along. It sounded like this. You can hear how Cole's song is all over the place, some up weeks, some down weeks. Then, cheap, low-sulfur Wyoming coal burst onto the scene. During the 90s, production soared. Hear how the overall tone is higher than before? In the 2000s, America built tons of homes, which needed lots of electricity. Natural gas prices were high, making burning coal the most economic way to fuel the housing boom. And in 2008, coal reached a peak, averaging 23 million tons a week. Then everything changed. Natural gas took off, and it was cheap. Old coal-fired power plants were retired and replaced with natural gas and renewables. Coal has been up and down since 2010, but you can hear more downs than ups. And in the past year, it fell off a virtual cliff. Once again, here's coal production at its peak in 2008 and in the past 6 months. For coal, it's back to the 1980s. What took 3 decades to build up has taken a year to undo. For Inside Energy, I'm Jordan Werfsbrock.